almost 49 million sockeye are forecast to return to Bristol Bay this summer. Greg Buck is the area research biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
It's looking pretty good. This is a relatively high forecast.
If ADF&G's forecast is correct, the run would be 6% larger than the average over the past decade. That's significant. While Bristol Bay's runs have fluctuated greatly over the years, the past few summers have seen enormous returns. Buck says that if the runs continue at this pace, fish could start to produce fewer offspring in systems like the Wood River on the west side of the bay.
We've had kind of record returns somewhere in the bay for several years now. Typically, what you'd expect is that at low levels of return, you get very productive spawner recruits. You know, each fish will produce many more than itself. The theory, the thinking is that the higher end, you don't get that because of resource competition of smolts, carrying capacity of the lakes, that kind of thing. So we may test the upper bounds of the system in a couple of years. I don't know.
Based on the forecast, fishermen could haul in up to 37 million fish in 2020. The average harvest is 31 million. Mark Niver has been fishing in Bristol Bay for 40 years.
The last two or three years have been some of my best years catch-wise, and then certainly dollar-wise, too. It's just nice to see a steady pattern of fish coming back. I mean, because usually it's a kind of a roller coaster. There'll be some good years and some bad years, and we've had a good string of good years.
Half of Bristol Bay's 10 largest runs on record have returned in the last 5 years. Niver says it can't stay this strong forever, but at least in the short term, he's optimistic. ADF&G expects the Naknek-Quejax run to be bigger next year than in 2019, and Ugashik would be up from last summer as well. The rest of the bay would see a decline. One major uncertainty is Igigik, a district on the east side of the bay. In 2019, it exceeded its forecast by 9 million reds. And one cohort stood out in particular. A record number of fish in the run had spent 1 year in freshwater and 2 years in the ocean. The unexpected influx from that age class made 2020 especially difficult to forecast. Biologists count fish in each age class to predict how many of their siblings will return the following year.
Initially, we had to run the reconstruction model like 3 times to get Igigik to fit. We had to use a hammer to get that sucker to go in there. So forecasting off of that brood table is definitely a question mark.
Last summer also saw an unusually high number of fish that spent only 1 year in freshwater and 1 in the ocean. Those are called jacks. Daniel Schindler is a professor at the University of Washington. Speaking on the shore of Lake Nurka at the beginning of September, Schindler said that while they can't know for certain what that means, it does give some clues as to what the run will look like in 2020.
Typically, what a big return of jacks reflects is high survival rates of the smolts when they left for the ocean a year ago. What that typically translates into is a big return of fish that spent 2 years in the ocean next year, and possibly a lot of fish that spent 3 years in the ocean 2 years from now. So in many ways, it's a leading indicator of what we should expect for older fish next year.
These are only a few of the factors that shape the sockeye runs in Bristol Bay, and forecasting is inherently difficult. ADF&G notes that next summer's run could drop to 36 million or exceed 60 million fish. For Alaska's Energy Desk in Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.